Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, killing it.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson! You cannot hear her name without thinking of that scene.
1,000%.
From the 40-year-old Verge.
It's the greatest scene of all time.
It's a great movie.
It really is.
I'm actually shocked that you saw that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of really good movies where I'm like...
Because you don't see anything.
Because I do see lots of things.
There you go, because you don't see
I just
see
don't see the old people movies that you guys watch.
Oh, hush. With the... What?
Yes. Yikes. I did it.
That's a strong
I
move.
I did it.
Strong move.
Uh-huh.
Coming from you, young lady.
Yes.
Your microphone is off.
Just kidding. Hating on the classics.
Joke's on you. I'm loud enough you'd be able to hear me anyways.
That is true.
So I had this plan yesterday, guys.
Tell me.
Where I was going to drop off some koozies, like, very secretively. I don't know why this always happens to me. I have the worst luck. I was going to drop them off secretively. Because you can't when you do a surprise koozie drop, you can't just leave them there and have people see you do it.
Right.
Because it defeats the purpose. Somebody's going to walk right up and grab them and go, oh, what's this? And they probably don't even care. They don't family. They
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, they have nothing to do with it.
No idea.
Out of curiosity, they're going, oh, what's this? What did this person just leave right here?
Yeah.
So I got to be like secretive. I got to make sure nobody's watching me. But you also want to leave it. You know, you don't want to leave it in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
You know,
it so is the way that you have to leave koozies is very specific.
It's very tough.
Yes.
So I pull up to the location. It was at the Stillery off Happy Valley Road. If anybody knows, yesterday I did a koozie drop at around, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And so I pull up and these guys, it's, mind you, it's 106 degrees at that time, maybe 108 degrees.
It's hot.
It was smoking hot. These guys come out of the Stillery. They walk right up to the front of my car. The guy sits down on like the ledge, the wall, and he has like a cigarette.
Right where you were going to leave koozies.
It's 108 degrees. I'm like, who's just hanging out having a cig?
That guy.
He's just burning one. I'm like, what the hell is happening? So I had to change up my approach.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the other lot on the other side of the distillery, and then I walk across the street to I'm putting in so much effort. I'm wearing jeans, mind you, because I'm still in my morning attire.
Yeah.
So hot. So now I'm like a little miserable because those guys are still sitting there. So I have to be very inconspicuous. I drop off the koozies right outside. I do the filming, right? So when I'm filming it, because you want to obviously get the koozies where you left them, and then you want to pan out and kind of get like the surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So people get like a little taste of where you are.
Right. You left nothing to the surprise yesterday.
Yeah.
You literally told people where they were.
Absolutely. Yeah. First one in wins. But yeah. I want to make sure that somebody who sees the story gets the koozies.
Right.
Because if you didn't see the story, you were not getting these koozies.
No, not
they
at all.
They were in a tough spot. So as I'm walking backwards, I get plucked by a cactus right through my right foot.
No.
Because I'm walking backwards.
Ow. What shoes were you wearing?
I was just wearing sneakers. And it went right through the sneakers. Two of them. Two big thorns.
Ow.
It hurt so bad. But now I see people
miserable.
Walking in my direction. So I can't do the shot again. So I have to just eat it and suck it up. So I'm filming the video, and as it kind of in the video, if you want to check it out, at Nico and Cheyenne on our Instagram, I go.
I didn't hear that, and I'm gonna have to go back and watch it immediately.
Dude, it hurts so.
How's your foot feel this morning?
Bad. It's not bad because once I pulled, I had to get home before I could pull it out.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I would have.
I couldn't get in there.
Oh, I would have.
They broke off.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it was so bad. I'm talking the size of a toothpick.
Oh.
Two of them. Like, not the whole length. The width and about a half inch. Half inch of it stuck right in my foot.
Two of them.
It hurt so bad.
I would have cried.
So see what happens when you try to do good things for the Camel Nation. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes we get hurt. It's
yeah.
true.
This job is painful. Next koozie stop, though, where I'm not going to get pricked by thorns, hopefully, is at Santan Mountain on Wednesday.
Which is tomorrow.
Oh, my God, it is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
There's so much happening right now.
So much.
Also, this is the last day in our old crummy studios.
Yeah.
We should celebrate that.
I don't give a
your trumpet lost a little bit of wind on that last one.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go through the whole taps routine, but I didn't think it was necessary. This is going to be the last day in here. Say adios, amigos.
Bye.
We're going to the new studio. Hopefully it sounds the same. You'll let us know if it doesn't.
We probably will
not. To begin with, I'll just be honest with you. It's going to take some adjustment, but during that time frame, just be patient with us.
Yeah. We're going to work through it.
Well, we'll do what we can.
We're in it together.
We're going to be down by the airport.
Cool. Yay, can't wait.
All right, on that bombshell, it's time to get into a show.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time to break some news, Cheyenne.
Okay, who we calling?
We're going to call Samantha this morning because every time she goes on family vacation, she treats it as if she's on spring break.
Oh, that could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, she gets a little reckless. And her dad, Ron, said, you know what? Call her up and let her know to take it easy. But it's not me saying it. It's her mom.
I feel like it's not mom saying it.
It's probably dad.
Okay.
Let's call her up.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, is this Samantha?
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi, Samantha.
Oh my God, Nico Breaks the News. I listened to you guys. Oh my God, are you guys calling to break the news on me today?
Well, are you Samantha?
Yeah, that's what my birth certificate said.
News is bound to be broken this morning with you, Samantha. You are up next. I have news from your dad, Ron.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
All right. What's my daddy saying?
Well, first and foremost, hi from Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Secondly, your dad wanted me to remind you that on the family vacation that you guys have coming up with your boyfriend, who they ever so politely invited along, you are going to be hanging with the entire family. So your dad just wanted to express that. He also wanted to say that all of the suggestions that are following are coming from your mom and not Dad Ron.
He wanted
specifically for me to tell you that these are mom's suggestions. And number one is, this is not a romantic getaway with your boyfriend, Austin. Okay. He wanted me to make sure that you knew that that was coming from mom. It's not a romantic getaway with Austin. And number two, you will be respectful and not indulged too much when you're out and about. Do not get wasted with Austin on your family vacation. But this is coming from mom.
I'm sure it's coming from mom 100%.
He also wanted me to say, you know what? Mom goes crazy when you wear bikinis that are too small in your butt. So no butt hanging out.
No butt.
Furthermore, he said, be respectful. Don't be all over your boyfriend. You guys can do that in your own private time. This is coming from mom, not Dad Ron.
That makes no sense. My dad is such a butthead, I swear.
This is the most dad breaks the news of dad breaks the news we could ever have done.
But it's coming from mom.
Wink, wink.
Samantha.
This is definitely coming from your dad. And also, your dad has a lot of rules.
No, I there's no way. Just no way.
Okay. Well, hey, this family vacay sounds like it started off on the right foot, and everybody's excited, and Big Daddy Ron has some suggestions.
You might as well just keep your hands to yourself, wear a turtleneck and like long john underwear at this point.
On the beach.
And enjoy your vacation.
So basically, all I gotta do is go back in time and find some long-legged bathing suit from like 1910 or something. Got it.
See, now you're getting it.
I'm sure your mom / Big Daddy Ron would approve of that.
Oh, God. Oh, stop saying Big Daddy Ron.
Sorry. I just see him as a Big Daddy Ron.
I would have to agree with Samantha. Let's not. No.
All right. Well, have fun on vacation.
Thank you. And thanks for calling me. I'm very excited to have to prove my dad wrong now.
Oh, there we go.
I love it.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, are you a caption on or caption off person?
When I'm watching a movie or a TV show?
Yep. When the TV's on.
I am a caption on kind of gal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't like the TV being super loud, and so I like to keep it turned down a little bit, but like read along. Or it's also really good for if like you don't think that you hear them right, so you can like read what they're saying.
Oh.
I enjoy it. And my kids always yapping also. So sometimes it's hard to hear.
Reading words makes my brain tired.
I get that.
So the last thing I want to do is do homework while I'm watching a TV show.
I hear what you're saying.
Producer AB Baby, captions on or captions off?
Mostly on.
You're on also.
I'm not surprised to hear that his captions are on, though.
I have a theater room that's my living room.
Where your projector is?
Where my projector is.
You have an entire wall for a TV.
That's how we watch TV. I can't visualize myself with the surround sound. Granted, like we watch it at a reasonable volume.
Yeah.
But I cannot imagine reading my TV show. That would be so annoying to
me.
Well,
just because they're on doesn't mean I'm always focused on
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
What do you refer back if you miss something?
Yeah, I might glance here and there. But I like to watch the actors and actresses emote as well. So like sometimes I'd rather watch their face if they're talking. And if there's no hearing issues, I'm going to be watching them. But it's just funny because they're always on.
Yeah.
Almost always. I don't do it for live TV like sporting events and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. The crazy thing is it used to annoy me like bad to have them on.
One of my buddies brought it up and I was like, ew, wait, what? You watch TV with the captions on? Mm-hmm. And he made a very practical point. He said, yeah, the only time my wife and I get to watch TV is when our kids go to sleep. And we cannot have the TV on loud.
That's wild. We have to keep
the volume super low. And he's like, and so from then, they just watch everything with the captions on and the volume like almost non-existent.
My captions are just always on my TV setting. So if my TV's on, there is captions. It doesn't matter if it's a cartoon show or if it's an adult show. It doesn't matter. The captions are just on. It's another level of adulting for me.
It makes me think of like the hospital like waiting rooms because they wouldn't have the volume on at all. So you'd watch everything with the captions.
You have to read it.
Man, that's exhausting to me. I can't do it. Even like they say if you watch Squid Games with the original Korean language,
because
you know it's shot in Korea, everyone's speaking Korean through the entire thing. It's way more emotional because you get the actual performance from
that's
the artists themselves. And if you're reading the captions, you could follow along, and it's a way better version.
Not to mention, I tried to watch season one with the English overdub, and the overdub acting was terrible.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it's the always worst. Bad.
Halfway through the episode one, I had to switch it back.
It's always bad, but I can't watch it any other way. I don't know why. Plus, I don't like hearing other languages.
You speak two languages.
Just kidding. But that's something somebody would say, right?
That's different. That's different.
Like, the dubs are always so terrible. They're like, what do you mean, Quan? No, it's not me.
And their mouths are still moving, not even close to the words. Yeah. But Captions On is definitely like a different level of adulting, I think. Like, it just hits a different level.
Yeah.
Not that you need to be there, but for me, it's...
Once the cinematic adventure became like almost a chore, that's a different level of adulting.
The chore thing is just still funny to me.
I don't like it.
I like reading in general, books and stuff. So like, I don't know, processing words quickly is not that, I don't know, it's not that taxing.
It does help you with your reading though.
It does.
Yeah, because I come in here Monday morning after not reading anything over the weekend and I'm like, what's this letter? That's a D, Nico. It looks like a shield.
We might have a whole other issue going on here.
I am now greatly concerned.
When
for
did this
many
shield
reasons.
Become a letter?
We need to sign you up for a summer program. Remember that where you get the Pizza Hut coupons?
Yeah. You just hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Summer lesson. We're talking about level 6 adulting because collectively the three of us in here, we watch TV with the captions on. It might not be everything, but we could safely say preference. It's definitely the preference to have captions on.
Yeah, it's an old person move.
It is what it is, and we're not trying to hide it. We're not embarrassed by it at all. Lydia in Scottsdale, what is your level 6 adulting?
My level 6 adulting is vacuum cleaners. And stay with me. I know it sounds crazy.
I mean, a little bit.
I love cleaning, first of all. But vacuum in particular... The clean lines on the carpet. When I go into Target, I am going straight for the vacuums. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I want to see the new models. I want to see the new colors. I want to see what companies are coming out that we didn't know about before.
We don't judge here.
What is
we
happening
listen
right now?
And we don't judge. But also, why? When did this happen? When did your fascination with vacuums happen?
I don't know. Something about having your own place and you want it to be clean and nice and inviting. When you make that first big vacuum purchase, then you're hooked.
When I first got my first place, the first thing I tried to find was somebody to push that vacuum around for me. I was like, ooh, I'm on my own. That means I don't have to do anything by myself. I've had the same vacuum for 10 years at least. I don't plan on getting another vacuum. It does what it's supposed to do.
I couldn't tell you the last time I went into a vacuum aisle. And if I was in the vacuum aisle, it's because I was walking through it somewhere else.
Come to think of it, every time I do walk through the vacuum aisle, whether I'm like trying to cut to the cash registers and I actually just, you know, blaze by them, I always look at them and I always go, oh, that's a nice vacuum.
Maybe you have a hidden love for vacuums.
What?
Maybe you need to unlock this
Maybe
love.
I do love vacuums. I mean, they are...
They're a beautiful machine.
They are the coolest household appliance.
It's pretty close. It's definitely up there.
Wow. Wow. That deserves an Owen Wilson wow. Wow.
New love and new level of adulting unlocked.
You know, good on you. And I hope you save a lot on your next vacuum purchase. And I hope it's the best purchase you've ever had in your entire life.
Thank you.
And if you ever feel the need to use it, come on by. Bring your vacuum over.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
It took me about 20 minutes yesterday to completely get the thorn out of my foot, and it finally came out. It hurt so bad. And the reason it came out was because it was so big.
Oh my God, that makes my stomach hurt.
Can I get a amen?
Amen.
Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone?
Danny and Mesa, what do you want an amen for today?
You know, it's all about treating yourself from time to time. I mean, this is something that's been kind of like a lifelong passion. Well, I say at least since the age of like 11 and a half, I've been like
the half is important
this thing.
Yeah.
Because it was like a summer.
Okay.
I experienced it. And now I got my own. And I feel like a new man because now I own it.
What is it that you own?
I got a jet ski.
Oh, you got a jet ski?
I got my own jet ski. No more borrowing. No more renting. No more like doing favors for friends or like washing somebody else's jet ski. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
I love that.
I'm taking care of it. I know I'm putting it. It's my investment. And like, yeah, I'll be the guy who's like, well, maybe you could take it out if you clean it or if you... No, now I can just be that guy. You know, pay for the gas.
I love that for you.
It's ownership.
A jet ski makes you handsomer.
I mean, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen! You jet ski riding animal, you.
Have fun on Lake Powell.
Thank you. I will.
I'm telling you, Cheyenne, the key to happiness in life is a jet ski.
I would not argue that.
Proof right there from Danny. If you got anything going on in your life, you want a little extra love, we're here for you.
No matter how big or how small, we want to celebrate those wins with you.
602-894-5653.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Tammy and Maricopa, it's time to play The Secret Sound. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we do it every morning on the show, 7:30 a.m. The prize is... Never been. It's been. I don't know. This is a huge prize.
It's a Disneyland vacation package. Tammy, if you guess the secret sound, you're going to win 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets, along with a 2-night hotel stay at one of their Disneyland resort hotels, and it includes parking.
Yay!
All right. Okay. Do you know the first clue that was given out?
I do.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. I like this. All right. Let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Tammy in Maricopa, you said you have the first clue. Did you hear the first guess yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Here is the secret sound. Let me know what you think it is.
Tammy, what do you think the secret sound is?
Oh, my gosh. I thought I would know this, but once I heard it again, I want to say a chainsaw.
A chainsaw?
Oh, a chainsaw.
Okay. All right. Tammy, no, it's not a chainsaw.
That is not the secret sound.
Wah, wah, wah. Take a listen today at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. They're going to have another clue for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Is it cheating?
Yes. If you have to ask, yes.
that's wild. Abe's friend shares his location with his wife.
Love that.
They share it with each other.
Yeah.
To be clear.
Mutually.
Mutual.
Always have.
Okay.
They both
always
do it.
Have.
But then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to turn it off. I'm hanging out with the boys. I already told her where I'm going to be. She knows enough information. I don't need her knowing my exact whereabouts at all times. Is that cheating?
I think that because he's out with the boys and he's like, I'm going to shut it off while I'm with the boys and then I'll turn it back on when I get into the driveway. It's a little weird for me.
Yeah.
It gives.
It sounds bad.
Suspicious. Right?
It sounds bad. It doesn't have a good sound to it.
Not at all.
It has a very guilty sound to it.
I think he's being
a
child.
What's his explanation?
Yeah, what is happening?
He doesn't really, that's the thing. He's not even trying to do anything shady. He just doesn't, it's almost like he's trying to just buck the system. Like he doesn't like being told what to do. And it's like, yeah, but y'all have been doing this for over 10 years.
What sparked the issue? If they've been doing this for 10 years, what's the issue?
So she's the one that first brought up the word cheating. She said that if you were to, and this is like an if, casually, if you were to do that, I would consider that a form of cheating. And that's where it became like a whole, what?
What?
So,
are we actually talking about like being with another person cheating? Like, what would you consider cheating? Is flirting with a girl cheating? If I was to be like very, very forthcoming with a, like, let's say a waitress.
Let's just say you were at the DMV getting your real ID.
Let's just say.
It sounds like.
like a
not
situation.
Not a real story that, at all. You can find the entire story on our podcast.
Just search at Nico and Cheyenne.
I think that there's definitely a line. I think if you're intentionally overstepping the friendly line, because you can be friendly and have, you know, a great conversation, where a lot of people will say it as maybe tiptoeing the line.
I mean, you could be flirty without trying to hang out with that person further than the moment.
Right.
Like, I like to just get a little snicker out of somebody.
Yes. I'm a naturally very flirty person.
Exactly.
Because I'm so friendly and I just like.
Exactly.
My friendliness comes off as flirty. So I have to be very careful with who I let that side come out because I don't want my friends to feel some type of way and be like, oh, you were like flirting with my. No, I was just being very. I was just being me.
Yeah.
But I understand how it comes off.
So is that cheating? Because my wife will be the first one to be like, Nico, shut up. Like, you don't need to be talking to these people. Stop talking so much. Just shut up. She gets a little bent out of shape about it. So
yeah.
I know better. Like, turning off your location, that's straight up, like, I am purposely omitting your knowledge of my whereabouts. And I feel like it's not cheating, but
it's tiptoeing
it's
a line.
Suspect.
It comes off sus. And that's what I try to tell him. I'm like, you're creating drama in your marriage for no reason.
For no reason. There are people who have such bigger problems in their marriage, and you're creating waves because I just don't like that she's telling me. She's not telling you what to do.
But
it's just
like,
respectful.
It's like a cool guy move.
No, it's not.
It is. It's like I'm so cool, like you're not gonna know where I am type vibe. Mm. Because my boy back in the day had his cell phone. Whenever he called you, it would come up unknown number. So his phone number, whenever he called somebody, it would never show his phone number on caller ID. So basically, if you had his phone number, it meant that like you had the honor of like knowing him personally.
I've worked with a few people in radio like that.
A,
like,
it's so, that's wild.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
But B, those aren't. I don't think those are the same thing. I don't think those are the same cool guy vibe you're trying to get to.
Yeah, but it's still like a I'm cooler than you vibe. Like, you can't have my phone number.
I feel like this is a I'm throwing a temper tantrum just to throw a temper tantrum. Like,
yes.
It's almost like we haven't fought in so long that I want something to fight about.
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's shady. I don't think it's very cool behavior, especially to a woman that you want to love you at the end of the day. You're just causing friction.
Exactly.
Don't be an idiot.
It's the causing friction on purpose for me that I just can't get behind. Do I think the act of shutting his location off just to shut it off and be snippety about it is cheating? No, but I still have an issue with it.
602-894-5653. Let us know. Is that cheating? Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I say, not a big breaking point in a relationship issue. Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Like, you think it's a,
that's how I feel. I don't like it personally because I know that I have traumas in this area, and I know that's a me problem. But if you're with me, you got to deal with my me problems. That would create an issue for me.
Are you breaking up with a person if you found out this news about them? That they're not sharing their location?
If we already weren't sharing our location, no.
Okay, so you're not breaking up with them.
Yeah.
Janelle in East Mesa, are you breaking up with someone who stopped sharing their location with you?
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely. That is cheating, and it's dishonest and disgusting. Like, it makes my skin crawl. Like, why? Why would you have to shut it off all of a sudden? No.
It's the all of a sudden for me.
Yeah.
That bothers me the most about the situation.
They already do share it with each other.
Yeah.
And they are married, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why are you turning it off? Like, what's going on here? The fact that he thought about it, that's what makes me worry.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, gross.
So you think that that would probably lead to, like, some other behavior that's inappropriate.
It would just make me question.
Sleazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sleazy and underhanded. And sorry, my time is much more important than that garbage.
Tell us how you feel, Janelle.
I hate to do it, but I got to stick to my guns on this. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You don't think it would be that big of a deal if your wife went out and she's already sharing your location, and you have for 10 years, you've had her location, and then all of a sudden it's off?
Mm. You know what? Some people need me time.
No, that's sus.
Mm-mm.
Some people need
me
time.
They have a do not disturb button for a reason.
Sus times 10.
She doesn't sound like a lady you should argue with either, so.
She's very, very confident in her decision about this, and it doesn't look like I'm going to change her mind at all.
Nope.
No.
It also seems like maybe something happened to you.
Are you projecting by chance?
No comment.
Is it too intrusive for me to ask? Did you get burned in the past?
Yeah, definitely a couple times. So sorry. If you're open and honest, there's no need for that.
All right.
Well,
it is dishonest. I will say
it is dishonest. It does feel kind of yucky.
Yeah.
Well, I hope things work out in the future.
However that looks.
Do you got a man right now? Is he locked up in your closet?
Yes, and he likes it there.
He likes it there.
It was his idea.
Is he safe? As long as he's fed.
Is he marked safe on Facebook from Janelle?
I just have to keep him hydrated. He'll be fine.
Yes.
Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Dirks. We're great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just recovering from the last weekend, and we're already getting ready for the next one. It's crazy.
Yeah?
So I'm late calling y'all. I actually just woke up.
No, it's all right.
When I'm on the road, I get about maybe 2 hours of sleep a night.
Oh.
Probably, you know, so you stacked it up 3 nights in a row. Yeah, I need one day just like kind of get like at least 7 or 8 hours. But I'm good now. I got a coffee. My wife left me a coffee. It's a little like,
I love that.
Father's Day is continuing. She left me a little gift here in the kitchen when I woke up this morning. So
I love that. Dirks, what do you do to stay healthy when you're only getting 2 hours of sleep a night?
Health and the road don't really, not especially when you hang out with Zach Kopp, not a lot of help in that scenario. I mean, those guys, they remind me so much of like myself when I was first out there just playing like every bar and club. I mean, they're just, It's beers and it's smokes and there's no time contingency. It's just whenever you want to have one, you have one. So it's fun to be around those guys. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty lucky. I think the show itself kind of keeps me pretty healthy because it's kind of there's a lot going on up there, you know, every night on stage. And maybe being on a bus with like 6 other guys, I think I'm immune to getting any kind of like any disease or cold or
any diseases. I'm immune from the diseases because gross.
I meet 100 people a night shaking hands, and I just feel like I'm pretty much immune to catching any sort of cold or anything. I don't know. I just feel like I'm Yeah, I've got a good immune system. But yeah,
sense.
The road and health don't really. We play some pickleball every now and then, you know. That's
there you go.
Something.
That's healthy.
That's something.
We'll set some lines up. Of course, I've watched the Zach Top guys do that with a cigarette and a smoke in their hands as well at the same time, too. So
that's the most impressive thing I've heard all day.
Oh, yeah. It's to be able to have smoke in one hand and a pickleball paddle in the other and you still play is pretty impressive. You have to come
that's amazing.
I'll be honest with you. Not the biggest pickleball fan over here, but if you incorporate it like a dart and maybe a Bud Light...
Yeah, it's not really a sport. It's more like it's like playing ping pong on a bigger surface.
It's full body ping pong at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard. What we do is we'll just set up like we'll tape some lines up just there on like on the parking lot wherever we are and just play outside. I call it prison ball because you never know where the ball is going to bounce. You know, it's like, but it's something to do. I used to try to play golf. That's just too much. That's just. Got to drive somewhere and hang out with somebody you don't know and talk the whole day. Your voice is already a little chill and you're trying to like make conversation with a stranger for 4 hours. Pickleball, we can just kind of do it, you know, before the next bus. It's more like a community, more like a hang than it is like an actual sport.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was telling Nico that the other day. Like, I hate going golfing by myself because I hate getting stuck with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just won't go because it makes me feel weird.
Imagine being Dirks.
Exactly.
I know. I'm nobody compared to you. Like, who is this weird lady?
No, it's the same thing though. You get out there with somebody and you're making small talk for 5 hours, and my voice is like has a limited, you know, finite amount of like talking in it every, you know, 3 days into a tour, and you're not getting any sleep. Now you're just. Yeah, same exact reason. Just can't do it anymore. So we'll get out there and just kind of hit the little wiffle ball around a little bit and just hang. It's just a fun tour. These guys are so fun to be around. And the band Lula, who's kicking things off, these folks are all sweet. On the tour, you have like a really good group of people. You really don't want to leave the venue. You kind of just want to hang out all day long with each other. It's really fun.
And you're coming home on Friday. We're going to see you at Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater, which obviously it's outside. Are you preparing anybody for the heat that we're going to have on Friday?
At least it's June, right? I mean, I used to roll in August when that's really miserable. Is it in the hundreds yet? Or is it
close? We've had about an average of 108 for the past like 5 or 6 days. But look, extended forecast.
Chilly.
Dirks.
It's chilly.
It's gonna be 99 degrees on Friday.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm put a flannel on. I have to pack.
I know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be chilly.
Wear a nice sweater.
Nice. Just pack the long johns just in case. No, that's gonna be great. I'm so we're getting lucky to get there. You know, sub 100. So. I'm excited. It's always a huge show. My mom has about 200, and I think yesterday she told me 236 people coming with her.
Oh, my gosh.
And a bunch of friends coming, obviously.
The fact that she knows that many people is impressive.
I know. Isn't that right? It's crazy.
I don't have that many friends.
That's a lot of people.
Well, you are not Dirks Bentley's mom.
Yeah, she's way cooler than I am. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a big number, isn't it? That's like, it's like a wedding.
That is. I was just going to say that. That's how many people my brother had at his wedding.
It's bigger than a wedding.
My wedding had 3 people. It was me, my wife,
and the preacher.
The preacher and the interpreter. We eloped to Mexico, so we didn't have a big wedding. But I imagine 200 people would be the size of a normal wedding.
I haven't
been to too many weddings.
Yeah, that's solid. So, Dirks, you also released your newest song on Friday, "Broken Branches," which is what the tour is named after. Are we going to hear some of those new songs, like "She Hates Me," on Friday?
Oh yeah, definitely doing "She Hates Me." We're doing a little bit of "Well Whiskey." We've been doing that in the show. I'd love to do more songs. I love the record and would love to get a bunch of those songs in the show, but I'm kind of conscious of the fact that a lot of people don't know all those songs yet. So we just want to stick with mostly songs everyone knows and a few things here and there. But no, we'll do a couple songs with the new record. Zach comes out and does one with us. Ben Lula comes out and does one with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet.
A guy that looks a lot like Zach, a guy named Billy Bottoms. He comes out with the Hot Country Nights.
Oh, wait.
Comes back out on stage, so.
I haven't seen anything about Hot Country Nights on this tour, but they are going to be coming through?
They're here. And my long-lost son, who I'd never met his mom behind an Applebee's, you know, 27 years ago, but I had never met my son until this tour. He's coming out. He's on the... He's come, but Doug Douglas' son, Billy Bottoms Jr., looks a lot like Zach Cott.
I can't wait for that. Oh, I'm so excited.
Coming out for the Hot Country Night. So yeah. So there's enough going on without me tossing a bunch of new songs that nobody knows. So we'll stick to the hits. A lot of bits. We like, you know, this band likes their bits as well as their hits.
And, yeah.
A lot of fun moments and a lot of collaborations on stage.
Hey, a Dierks Bentley show is a full production.
It is. It's one of my favorite shows.
You get your entertainment worth.
Yeah.
Folks.
You definitely do. It's a lot. And the whole show itself is really fun because the band Lulos has this kind of Muscle Shoals kind of bluegrassy, bluesy sound. Just it's so deep south. It's really cool. It's kind of snake handling, you know, vibe. I don't know.
Ooh.
I love it. And then
Snake Charmer.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of, you know, southern.
You know when you name your band The Band and then something, you got like a folksy, like bluegrass something going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you never, yeah. You know, if it was The Band Dierks Bentley, it would not be the right sound for you.
No,
at all.
No. Oh, I like that. The band, yeah. The band, Dierks Bentley.
The band, me.
Yeah, the band, me.
The band, me. Zach did his thing, and then we do ours. It's the three of us together. It's really full evening of music.
I'm excited to see Zach. I've actually never been able to see him live.
Oh, he's great.
But fun fact, I'm going to tell you because I'm going to tell him on Friday. We grew up 30 minutes from each other.
Oh, wow.
In our hometown. Yeah, so I'm really excited to see you guys. I'm excited to see you. Obviously, it's been a little bit, but it's going to be a great show on Friday. And not too hot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, it's I love both our openers are awesome. I used to sit side stage and watch their shows. They're great. So yeah, it's gonna be a great night.
And also, Dierks, just a question here, Nico from the Nico and Cheyenne show here on Camel Country. Broken Branches, a missed opportunity with the name Broken Britches might have been a little catchier.
Broken Britches. I like that.
I'm just being stupid. We can't wait to see you Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater.
Well, there's been two pairs of split jeans on this tour so far. So,
missed opportunity.
Yeah, I split mine, and then Billy Bottom split his a couple nights ago.
How did you split your jeans?
Very carefully. Right.
I was signing autographs at the end of the show, and I looked down, and I had it just right in the wrong area.
In the cross.
was a big rip. And I thought, did this happen like at the beginning of the show, in the middle, the end?
And why didn't somebody tell me?
Yeah, I had this old pair of Levi's I was wearing that looked really cool, but they were not made for like the live show. They're made more for just like you know, hanging around, and so they couldn't keep up. So
well, now they're not made for anything.
Well, now they have AC, extra AC action downstairs.
Exactly, yeah,
they're very flowy.
Ventilation.
Arizona, those hot Arizona temperatures. But
all right, we're looking forward to the Hot Country Nights. We're looking forward to Dierks Bentley. Get your tickets. There's still some available. And like I said, the weather is not going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be 99 high, and that's going to be at like 3 o'clock. And you guys probably don't go on stage till like
so great.
7.
Oh, that's going to be perfect.
So it's going to be a nice, chill night, dare I say.
Yep. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait, y'all.
Thanks for hanging out today. We appreciate you taking time. And go back to sleep, Dierks. You need rest, buddy.
I just slammed a coffee to talk to you guys.
We should talk for more time. Okay. Coming right back with Dierks Bentley for the next 45 minutes today on Camel Country.
I will. I'll stick around all day long. I'll take all the airtime I get on Camel Country.
Well, we love you, Dierks.
Love you guys.
We'll see you on Friday.
I'll see y'all.
No Shoes Nation invaded the sphere with all your flip-flops and good tunes and good vibes.
I have to tell you, the amount of shoes that I saw at Kenny Chesney, not the amount, but like the variety in shoes was wild. Go to our Instagram at Camel1079. I did a funny video about all the weird dad shoes that I saw. Go look, because the dad shoes were out.
A lot of loafers.
Why was there so many loafers?
That's the thing. That's the dad move right there. I wear them to church every Sunday. They're
dad's
super comfortable.
Church, not a Kenny Chesney concert.
You don't
concert.
Have to wear socks. The Hey Dudes are the same thing.
It was wild. The Hey Dudes are a lot more understandable than the loafers were at Kenny Chesney.
Tell us, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give this show itself?
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
The Kenny Chesney show was probably one of the best experiences I've had in my lifetime. It set such a high bar that I'm not really sure kind of how to feel about what's coming up. Like, I'm going to Backstreet Boys next month, right? Yeah. They're at the Sphere. It'll be a very different experience.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
Did you care about how he sounded?
The sound was odd because we were really blessed to be in the Sandbar, which is Kenny Chesney's pit. And where the speakers were, it felt like they were up higher. So you didn't really hear him a ton. You heard everybody else surrounding you, which was also a different vibe. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
So
because I didn't really need to hear
really
him.
Bother you because you were getting like such a great experience.
The experience was
with the visuals.
Yeah.
And it looked insane. And if you want to watch that video, Cheyenne posted it on Camel1079. Instagram.
And Nico and Cheyenne. So go check those out. But the weekend as a whole was solid. Like, my best friend and I went, Heather. I picked her up 6 o'clock Saturday morning.
Oof.
Bright and early, got gas, got coffee. Funny story, I picked her up. Oh, she knocked on the door. She opens it. We have the same exact outfit on.
What?
Same color, same dress. And we went,
Okay.
I'll go
change.
That checks out. No, we went to Vegas twinning.
Nice.
She gets her bag. It's a pink roller bag. I have a pink roller bag with me. So we're rolling into Harrah's twinning from head to toe with our bags matching. It was wild. And it's even funnier because our birthdays are a day apart. So we're quite literally like the same person.
Wow.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Year and all?
Yes. We're like 16 hours apart from each other. It's crazy.
That's cool.
So we get there, you know, we drop our bags at Concierge and then we grab some lunch. We went to Guy Fieri's because it's like my favorite joint to get food at in Vegas. It's so good every time. It's super consistent. Grabbed a Bloody Mary because for whatever reason, I'm loving Bloody Marys right now. And then we went and checked out the shops. It was 110. So it's like, I don't want to walk all the way to the other end of the strip and come back.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. So we stayed at Harrah's. We jumped across the street to the Coliseum shops and we walked around all those. Walked into shops we couldn't afford, but we acted like we could, and like it was kind of beneath us.
It's always fun being a tourist.
It was wild.
I would buy something crazy expensive and go, "What's your return policy?
Can I send this back? Can I?"
But don't say it out loud.
It was wild.
Can I return this?
We became different people, and then we ended up at one of my favorite Mexican spots inside the Flamingo, which is tequila and tacos.
Oh,
it's right.
I love the name of that spot.
It's so good. But we made friends with a bartender who now follows me on Instagram. We made very good friends very quickly. We got some free drinks.
Nice.
We got birthday shots because our birthdays were like a month and a half ago.
I like that parlay right there.
And then we went and got ready for Kenny, went to Kenny, left Kenny, grabbed some dinner on the way home, and then we woke up, had brunch, and came home.
Boom.
Like, it was in and out, and honestly, it was really all we needed.
But my least favorite part about going to Vegas is driving home from Vegas.
The drive home was wild.
I'm always like, can I just get transported home immediately with a snap
1,000%. But I did something that I walked a very fine line.
Ooh, on the
something
way home?
On the way home. Like, it made your go.
All right, hang on to that. I want to hear this story next. It's Nico and Cheyenne. This woman loves to live on the danger side.
Which is wild because I don't. See,
what did you do?
What had happened was we were getting ready to leave and I had 150 miles left in my tank, right? And I had already averaged about 45 miles to the gallon on the way there.
Which is incredible.
Incredible. By the time I got home, my average was 47 miles to the gallon.
Woo, look at
I know. And it's not a hybrid. It's just a regular 21 Hyundai Elantra. So we get in the car, we're driving. I'm like, all right, there's 150 miles. Now, let me tell you. Gas in Vegas almost mirrors what we have here. However, gas in Kingman is $2.85. It's wild. So I was like, hey, Heather, I'm going to map home. You map to Kingman because I want to know if I can make it because I don't want to pay $4, almost $4
a
gallon for gas.
That's a risky move.
Yeah. I pulled in to the gas station with 30 miles left in my tank. It was to the point, like, once my gas light comes on, I start to get a little nervous, especially if I've got a distance to go.
Wait, your car doesn't tell you how much gas you have, like how many miles you have left
until
your tank is empty?
No, it does.
Yeah, because you just said that you pulled in with 30 miles left.
Yes.
Okay, so you had a general idea.
It still stresses me out because, like, what if, you know how when you're coming into Kingman, that little tiny, like, cluster
yeah.
of
The one street light, yes.
Yes, and then you turn left, you get back onto the freeway or whatever. Sometimes that gets so backed up
that
it can take an hour to get through it. So I was like, oh my God, if we get stuck, what if we run out of gas because we got stuck? Yeah. Like, I was stressed
out. That would give me the bubble guts.
Exactly.
For sure.
But we pulled in. I think I paid $25 to fill up my tank.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But I was like, oh man, I really pushed my luck with that one.
It's a different situation if you're going like from here to Flagstaff. You have several points of like, I don't know, I can get gas. The Vegas drive, you're in the middle of the desert.
You have four options. Vegas, Phoenix, and two in Kingman.
It's not a place you want to be caught with your pants down.
No. But it's also not the first time I pushed it. I pulled into the gas station with 4 miles left before.
You know when I get nervous? When my tank is half empty, I'm like, where am I going to find this other half?
Oh my
what am I going to do with it? I got to refill.
No.
I got to fill up. I will never, ever, quote me on it, I will never, ever run out of gas. Ever.
Well, that's good. I've never ran out of gas in my life, but I definitely like teeter on it.
You should meet my wife. If you want to
experience
what it's like to run out of gas, like I said, I've filled up her tank 3 times.
That's a lot.
She literally one time said, babe, I'm not going to make it to work. Please come save me. And I was like, wait. So why don't you just go to the gas station? I'm running late. I have to go to work.
She risked running out of gas.
So she pulled up in her job, empty tank. Couldn't leave. I had to go bring her gas. I mean, she's very dedicated to her job.
That's a wild choice, though. Like, I would rather be late than run out of gas.
Well, my wife, Brooklyn Dana, thinks otherwise.
That's wild.
You know what? If you're one of these people, I don't know what's going on in your brain. If you just don't have, because I get anxiety, I start to freak out, and I'm like, no, I need to rescue myself immediately. I can't do it.
That's amazing. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry that, I'm happy that you made it.
I am also happy that you made it.
Let's say it that way. That is it, y'all. Stick a fork in her. She done.
That's what the studio is saying. This studio's like, I'm tired.
This studio is very tired.
Yes.
Say goodbye to 840 North Central Avenue, Cheyenne. This is the last time we're talking on these microphones. Time to say adios, amigos. It's going to be bittersweet.
It is a little bittersweet. Because, like, this, I mean, for you too, Nico, like, when you came to Phoenix, this is the studio you worked out of.
Yeah. I've been in this building for 7 years.
This room has been my home for 5 years. Every day, 5 days a week, this is where I sat in this chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen many light bulbs go out in this room.
I will miss her crappiness.
Yeah. I'll miss her character.
We are moving to a new building. If you haven't heard, it's off Van Buren. It's by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Way less pizzazz in the area. I like being downtown.
Yeah.
I feel way more comfortable in a very urban setting. But hey, you know what? The brand new equipment is a good trade-off.
I think so. Still, we're lacking in food choices, which is really upsetting.
I know, man.
To the foodies in the room, which is all three of us.
I liked our little vacations when we step out those doors.
I know.
And break away for a minute.
Now we can't. We can't do that.
Now we could. It'd just be in a parking lot.
And
nothing good. Nothing good going on. But
we need food trucks. Brand new equipment.
So, looking forward to that. Big changes here at Camel Country as far as our settings, but the show's going to stay the same.
The show's going to be better.
The show's going to be better.
Because we get better every day.
You heard Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Hear it first. Right here. Say it first. I'm going to have Camel Koozies tomorrow if you'd like to hang out with me. Santan Mountain. I'm going to be there from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So it's another opportunity. It's your next opportunity to grab koozies for our Sam Hunt show that's coming up on July 9th.
Yes. And you might want to follow our Instagram also at Camel1079 and at Nico and Cheyenne, because I might do a koozie drop in the East Valley today because I'm headed out that way.
Ooh.
So
I heard some complaints that we're not getting out to Gilbert and Mesa too much.
Yeah. And I do have to go to Mesa today. So.
Okay. So there you go. Mesa, you're getting koozies
maybe
today.
Maybe.
Oh.
You got to follow us. I'll wink, keep you wink. On your toes.
Maybe. All right. If you missed anything in the show and you want to check us out 24/7, you can do it on the Audacy app.
It's free.
It's spelled AUDACY. Just search Nico and Cheyenne. Never miss a moment of the show.
Or replay all the best ones.
Time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.